This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
We're not bad guys.
Oh.
Are we?
Oh. We've been known to swear.
Well, yeah, but we'll say nasty words.
Fuck it up!
There you go.
Fuck it up.
What's her name? Queen or Princess Elsa or something like that?
Princess Elsa, yeah.
Princess Elsa. She has a dirty mouth for a Disney character.
She sure does.
It's awful.
She sure does.
Oh, my
the
God.
Erection, the erection, the erection, the erection.
Well,
the
that's erection. A Democrat. We expect that from him. Anyway, hi, I'm Zip Allen. This is Rick C. is back with us. And, of course, DJ Slim, Brent Nassel, is keeping us all together. As you go. Yeah, I saw your knee replacement picture today.
No, it's not this. It's not as good as the one in the sand. The picture of me and you know.
Yeah, it must have been cold weather.
Those nurses, I'm telling you, they were all checking out that X-ray.
Yeah, like they never seen a knee replacement before. That's anyway, Brent Nassel, that's the Facebook page you need to go to see what we're talking about. Hide the children. anyway,
Facebook will cover that shit.
Yeah, you ready? Welcome to Off the Hook Radio Show for June 15th. 2021. Dementia Joe has been in Europe.
Close the borders. Quick, close the borders.
Yeah. Somewhere besides the border that Vice President Emhoff hasn't been. Anyway, Europe apparently loves Fraudenstein, it seems, because they also know he's got no clue and won't hold them accountable like the Trumpster did. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be respected at home than loved abroad. Anybody object to that?
Look at Kamala. Kamala wasn't loved abroad.
Oh, no, God, they made fun of her. That was one of my better posts this week was a tweet I put up about leaders. The president is my tweet of the day on the 12th. The president of Mexico blamed Joe Biden for the border crisis. President of Guatemala blamed Joe Biden for the border crisis. President of El Salvador blamed Joe Biden for the border crisis. What does Joe Biden blame? Climate change.
I thought one of your best posts this week was Kamala with the dick rock because I shared it and I got
that's one way to get her to the border.
Yeah, I got you a whole bunch of likes and shares for it. So,
oh yeah, that one took off. You know, people like rocks that are shaped like giant penises and Kamala's smiling at them.
Not in Disney. They took it down. The one that in Morocco.
Yeah.
They took that dick shape.
It was a little too phallic for him there at Disney, huh?
You know.
It was there forever until somebody took a picture of it and said, hey, look, this is what it looks like.
You
taking pictures and it's gone.
You could do a whole radio show all by yourself, Rick. Not all by yourself, just on Disney that people would just absolutely adore. Just for the shit that they take down.
But, Rick C. Disney Hour.
Yeah, exactly. But you have to start it out.
Coming
with this.
Soon to Zoom Hour.
No.
Gotta start it with that.
Of course.
Make sure I don't listen to the first minute anyway. but this was funny because there was a tweet that went out while Joe was over there. You know. I put a post up on ZipDip blog when Trump went to the first G7 meeting, and he was leading the pack. He was walking out front, and they were all following him along, you know. And then it was superimposed. I didn't do it. Somebody else did. But after they broke up after the picture thing, Biden was, like, trailing the pack by, like, 4 or 5 feet, walking behind him like a doddering old fool. And they were just buzzing off without him. Mm-hmm. But there a tweet came out of a Labour Party. This is from a Labour Party. That's like the Democrats in England. Labour Party member commented, at least Trump was attentive. And he went on to say, Biden can't keep up with the G7 events or follow his note cards per a White House official to at human events. Human events is not exactly a right-wing stronghold. after they said that at least Trump was attentive, the general consensus among Labor Party right now, this is also new for him, hard to keep up with everything. Note cards have proven completely useless. You don't even want to know what Tory leadership is saying. That's the Republicans. He is a joke.
He didn't have Jill with him, prepare, you know, to help. You know, we all know she's the one that prepared for the summit.
But this is the beginning of his press conference, and we're going to play this clip for you, and I just want to know if you think this sounds like the leader of the free world. Go ahead, son.
I'm sorry, I'm going to get in trouble with staff if I don't do this the right way. Jennifer Jacobs, Bloomberg.
You're going to get in trouble with the staff. We all know nobody wants the old Phoebe to take questions unless he knows them ahead of time and has the answer on a note card. But even when he's reading prepared remarks about a question he knew was coming, this happens. We got more.
Where we could work together with Russia, for example, in Libya, we should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and economic vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to. It is, and by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating in public here, but let me say it this way. Russia has engaged in activities which are, we believe, are contrary to international norms, but they have also bitten off some real problems they're going to have trouble chewing on. And for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there. And as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people. So I'm hopeful that we can find an accommodation that where we can save the lives of people in, for example, in Libya, that.
I'm sorry. No, I know that was boring, but it was, how long was that one, Slim?
Minute 24 seconds.
A minute 24 seconds. He gave you about 20 seconds of information.
And he's a moron.
He got the country right once out of four times. It's not Libya. It's Syria. Syria's the country that's been at war forever, and that's where Russia has a base so that they have access to the Mediterranean. It's Syria, old Phoebe. Syria, not Libya.
I think the White House actually put out an official statement today in regards to the fact that they had to fix his mistakes in that.
Oh, I thought they put out a statement today saying, oh, no, Russia now has a base in Libya. We gave them one just so the Biden would be right. I mean, come on. This guy is a joke. Hey, Europe likes him. Oh, Europe loves him. Why does Europe love him? Because they know they aren't going to be held accountable for anything anymore. You know, what's he do? He shuts off the pipeline in the United States. First thing he does, day one, he shuts down the pipeline, which pisses off one of our close allies, Canada. And you don't want to piss off Canada. Canada's the nicest people in the world. Why would you get Canada upset? You know, but he shuts down the pipeline, throws 48,000 people out of work. And what did he do 2 weeks ago? He pulled down all of Trump's blockages to the Russian pipeline going into Europe. He said, no, Vlad, it's okay. You go right ahead. I'm going to screw the American people, but yeah, it's okay. But, you know, yeah, Trump was the one in bed with Russia. Give me a freaking break. You guys are horrible. So his next meeting is with Putin. I guess that's tomorrow.
I think so.
Who he publicly called a killer a couple of months ago, while his families reap millions of dollars from Russians. Not Trump, Biden. Biden, the guy with four houses who's been a public employee his entire life. He's got four houses. He's got about $12 million worth of houses. How you get that on less than 200 grand a year? Oh, well, you get millions of dollars from the oligarch wife of the mayor of Moscow, and you get millions of dollars from the pro-Russian thugs that run Burisma in Ukraine. By the way, If you have any doubt that the $83,000 a month that was going to Hunter was for access to daddy. As soon as Trump took the oath of office, Burisma cut his pay in half. So we're not paying you anymore, Hunter. Just give the half to your dad. He might be useful in the future. So I got a note here, but he said what he's going to say to Putin. It's real short. He says, this is Biden. I'm not looking for conflict, but we will respond if Russia continues its harmful activities. Like most things Biden says, he forgets to give you the rest of the sentence. So I will complete it for you because Off-Hook Radio does that. I'm not looking for conflict, but we will respond if Russia continues its harmful activities, like paying my family millions of dollars. That's the part he forgot to add. Oh. So we're at the mercy of a corrupt old fool and their lying media lackeys. I mean, and I posted this on Facebook today because I was writing it for the show, and I thought, that's good. I'm going to just post it. When the media, whose freedom is explicitly granted in our Constitution, chooses to be political spin doctors, we cease to be the free country that we were founded as. We're not. It's a joke. And one thing we couldn't do tonight, because the translation to the interview that Putin did with NBC was in text. And text doesn't work real good on radio because you can't hear it. Now, I could play Putin speaking in Russian, but I'm guessing we don't have more than one or two people listening who speak Russian.
Probably not even one.
No, I mean, when I went to Ukraine, I studied Russian for like 4 months. And, you know, I figured out how to say, where's the bathroom? Good morning. You know, good evening. Order some food, please and thank you, and basic crap like that. And I got over there and found out they all thought they could speak English, and I didn't have to learn anything.
Yeah, it's real easy to find out where a bathroom is anywhere. Just point to your ass and plug your nose. People will point you real quick.
I didn't know that was the international sign language.
It works.
I have to go potty.
Okay. Yeah, go shit all over your floor if you don't point me in the right direction.
No, I mean, I've told this story before. It was a long time ago, but the first restaurant I ate in was in Kiev, that's the capital of Ukraine. And they had a menu printed in English, and it was very bad English. But I kind of got the general idea of what I wanted, although when I ordered a salad, what I got with the salad was basically fish and mayonnaise. There was no vegetables in the salad at all, but it was still good. But the guy wanted to know what I wanted to drink. So I said, just let me have bottled water. And he goes, gaz no gas. I go, gaz no gas. That sounds Russian. And he repeated it like 3 times. And I'm looking at my little book like crazy, trying to figure out what gaz no gas means. It's got to be some Russian word. I know I should know this. I should know this. I'm going crazy.
I think I'd take a guess.
Yeah, he slowed it down. He goes, gas, no gas. He wouldn't know if I wanted bubbles in my water. I said, no gas. Ah, steel. I don't want steel water. No, steel. Oh, still water. Yeah, still water. That's fine. Okay, but anyway. The media is corrupt. We know that. But on the bright side, after you pay $50 to fill up your Civic instead of $30, remember, what's happening now, Rick?
Oh, no mean tweets. Oh, isn't that a shame?
We've got no mean tweets. Oh, the world's okay. No mean tweets.
Make the gas $1.79 again.
Yeah, the world's going to hell, but at least we don't have to put up with Trump's mean tweets.
That's right.
So what we need in this country is leadership. Leadership with balls. Balls and attitude. I think I know a guy with both. He's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis had something to say the other day on OAN about the old groper in chief himself. We've got the clip.
Now with Biden, you basically have a caretaker president. He's really not in command. I mean, you know, let's just be honest. He's probably about 6 fries short of a happy meal.
Six fries short of a happy meal.
And I can see the sunglasses coming down.
We just need to leave that on the board. We'll just loop that bitch every show. He's six fries short of a Happy Meal. And throwing the little Snoop Dogg at the end. That is Snoop Dogg, isn't it? Yeah.
They didn't cut it right. They should have got Happy Meal, but they cut out Meal.
Snoop came in a beat early, didn't he?
Yeah, I was a little pissed off. I actually went and pulled the real clip just to make sure I had, in case you wanted Happy Meal, because, you know, this shit's important to me. I mean, this is a professional radio show. I mean,
two awards.
That's right. I mean, this shit.
We won two awards, bitches.
I mean, yeah, we have. Here it is. Here's
now with Biden, you basically have a caretaker president. He's really not in command. I mean, you know, let's just be honest. He's probably about six fries short of a Happy Meal at this stage of his life. Now with Biden, you basically have.
Yeah, just leave that one on the soundboard. That's fine. We don't need Snoop. That's good. I like that.
That's why I clipped that one, too, because it's like the Happy Meal. That's the best part. They cut.
That's why you run all the electronic stuff. You're the master. You know. You know, Rick and me, we're just the pretty faces. You know, you're the one who actually knows what the hell you're doing.
Sometimes.
Everybody knows that.
But, you know.
And drugs are bad.
Don't do drugs. Okay. Drugs are bad.
Bye.
I love South Park. Anyway. So, hey, let's get on to some non-political funny shit. Because that's what we get paid the big bucks for. Now that it's summer, it's fishing season. And, you know, you might want to go out. You land that marlin, you know, put up on your wall finally, or you want to go out and catch some red grouper because it's delicious, or some snapper. I like snapper, but we won't get into that. This is not that kind of show.
It is this kind of show, and
that's right. It is that kind of show.
When have we not talked about that kind of stuff? I mean, we've told women not to put into their vaginas. I mean,
we have. But that's because we care.
That's right.
Off Hook Radio cares about your health.
These are pre-Rick days, Rick. Yes, we have told women plenty of things that do not belong in their vaginas. Plenty.
On this show, I don't believe it.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, every time we find a story about weird things that people are doing to their nether regions, I can guarantee you that makes my storyboard.
Absolutely.
That's why we win the big awards. So anyway, so you want to go fishing? Catch some snapper. Off the Hook Radio cares. We want to make your summer fishing trip not only fun, but profitable.
Cha-ching.
Here's how. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Fishermen caught a 280-pound chunk of whale vomit that was worth $1.5
million.
Yes.
Vomit.
Whale vomit. Ugh. Yes. Whale vomit. Whale vomit is called, what the hell is it called?
Whale vomit.
Vomit.
No, there's a fancy word for it.
Thank vomit. You, Rick.
Whale vomit. Make it French. That's whale vomit.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They're working off the coast of Yemen, so it's not exactly like off Tampa. You know, it's on the other side of the world. But 35-person fishing crew captured a sperm whale's carcass fishing in the Gulf of Aden. Due to the overpowering scent of fecal matter, they determined the corpse likely contain what's known as ambergris. That's the word. Ambergris.
Vomit.
The pungent, waxy substance is produced in the intestines of sperm whales. Ironically, it's historically used in perfumes as it contains an odorless alcohol that makes fragrances last longer. But ambergris is so rare and therefore extremely valuable that perfumers now use the synthetic replicas of the naturally occurring alcohol. When the crew cut into the belly of the whale, they uncovered a big chunk of the floating gold, and the men sold that gob off to the United Arab Emirates for $1.5 million. Well, it was the UAE. They got plenty of money. They should have held out for at least $2 million. But go ahead.
I'm just glad that you said that they're using this shit in perfumes, because I was really expecting this story to take a twist to where this was some sort of, you know, delicacy somewhere, and people were actually eating whale vomit. Well, that's where I thought this was going, because I only read part of the article when I sent it off to the storyboard.
Some things you and I think are gross, people on the other side of the world think is a delicacy.
I'm sure there's people that would dig right into whale vomit, but it ain't going to be me.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not eating bugs for anybody. Okay? I don't care. You want to saute them spiders any way you want, I'm still not going to eat them.
Hey, buddy, there's a dollar value to everything, and I eat just about anything for money.
Well, the dollar value menu in Thailand has spiders in it. So The cool thing about this story, though, the fishermen split the profits equally, and then they donated a portion of their fortune to poor families in the community. The spoils of their valuable find lifted the crew out of poverty, with several crew members purchasing new homes, cars, and their own boats. Yemen's one of the poorest countries in the world due to years of conflicts, and many families survive only through the fishing industry. It was an unimaginable price, one of the men told the BBC. We're all poor. We never expected this thing would give us such a huge amount. So 35 people, 1.5 million.
Oh, that's a nice chunk of change.
How much is that? Here's my calculator. 1500000 divided by 35. It's about 43 grand each. So say even after charity, they kept 35,000 each. $35,000, which is about half of what the average American makes a year, is a fortune to these people.
Oh, yeah. They would be living like kings and queens over there. But, you know, I see a negative to this story.
What's that?
Now I have a feeling you're going to see people go out and try to kill these whales to harvest, to try to harvest the vomit, because now they've found out, you know, how valuable. I mean, everyone, they, you know.
I think everybody kind of knew.
Well, they did. I'm sure they did. But no one ever struck the gold. It's kind of like gold fever, California, you know, back when in gold fever, all of a sudden, you know, someone struck gold. So what happened? Everybody flooded to California, you know, flooded out to California.
I don't think sperm whales are that common. I mean, they live.
I'm sure.
At least they're called sperm whales.
There you go.
They got to be good for something.
Vomit worth 1.5 million. It's amazing.
Oh, that's pretty good. So when you're out fishing, look for a dead sperm whale.
Yeah.
What the hell with a marlin? You can buy somebody else's marlin.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, Alana Sophia still loves us on our Idol radio show page. She was one of the stars of American Idol this year. She just put up a comment. I love you guys, which that would be you and me, Slim.
Well, no, her and I, you know, we comment back and forth on Instagram, so we're cool. She's one of the ones that actually likes me, unlike, you know, Jax, who, you know, I can't.
She was our first interview this year.
Yes, she was.
I can't believe she got booted off, though, man.
You know what? She'll have a career no matter what. She's an amazing, amazing talent.
And she's my neighbor.
She is.
Well, you know, she's like 8 or 9 miles away, but that's close enough. You know. Oh, that's all right. So anyway, go get a dead sperm whale. You can get rich. Now, if you don't think you can find a dead sperm whale.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to. So what are you going to
do? I've got an alternative for you to make some money enjoying your vacations this summer.
Okay. What do you got?
Just walk the beaches of our lovely home state of Florida, where Rick and I live.
Why?
Sand.
Well, last week, $1.2 million worth of cocaine washed up ashore at Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the problem. You don't even go.
That happens all the time. Listen, this is listen, like the fifth story we've had.
But the problem is that we know about the story, so the person who found it is a fucking moron.
Well, yes.
This is what kills me with all this shit.
But
if you find
Angie Chambers is the person you're referring to as a
who
fucking
cares?
Moron.
If you find fucking cocaine, how much was it? How much did you say?
$1.2 million.
Yeah, if you find $1.2 million of cocaine, the last thing you do is call the police. You go find a drug dealer.
And how you can black market that for $300,000?
I don't get this shit. I mean, my mom, I've told this story before. Rick, you weren't a part of this, but my mom, you know, she managed a convenience store. I was the assistant manager at the same convenience store. She called me up one morning and she says, "You got to come down here." And I'm like, "Okay, what's the matter?" She says, "You just need to come down here." So I go down and she, you know, pulls me into the office and she pulls out a 1 pound brick of weed. And she says, well, I was out sweeping behind the store and this was, you know, stuffed up underneath. And I was like, you know, what are you going to do? And she's like, well, I'm calling the cops. I'm like, no, you're not. I want you. No.
Oh.
And she ultimately did. She called the police. But yeah, I mean, if you find that shit, don't call the cops. Fucking sell it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
That's all right.
We do these stories all the time.
Here's the funny thing.
Shit. Don't turn it in.
Angie Chambers is a wildlife manager for the 45th Civil Engineer Squadron.
She'd have been a retired wildlife manager for
years.
So
she was patrolling the beach to perform a sea turtle nesting survey on May 19th when she noticed a small package wrapped in plastic and tape. She thought it could be drugs and immediately contacted the 45th Security Forces Squadron. So she's a public servant who actually takes her job seriously. I'm not going to rag on her. And by the way, Rick, Tampa's up 4-1.
Ah,
we are thumping New York's ass tonight.
I'm only going to give her a little pass because she was a employee of the government at the time. But if an average citizen finds $1.5 million worth of crack or cocaine on the beach of Florida and you call the cops, you are a dumb motherfucker.
Well, this is just one package, and she immediately called. Okay, so.
It gets better.
Let's go to Florida.
While she's waiting for security to arrive, she drove on a little further and noticed another package, then another. And then she called them back and suggested they bring their utility terrain vehicle because she found 18 packages of coke.
Oh, my God. Not just one?
18. Well, to get $1.2 million, that'd have to be a hell of a big package. No, these are small bricks, you know. 24 packages weighing nearly 30 kilos were seized from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station beach. According to the sheriff's office, they have an estimated value of approximately $1.2 million.
Yeah, and you know what? That's not accurate because they got
to turn them over to Homeland Security, and they probably sniffed it all and went out and arrested some Republicans.
Yeah, but the problem, you know, that's here's the thing. That's a hell of a lot more than $1.2 million because they do it at kilo price. They don't do that if it's broke down into, you know, eight balls where it just you just got 10 times that amount. So in all honesty,
street value probably be $5
million. That's about a $5 or $6 million haul. She'd have been retired. Dumbass.
I mean, a snorkeler found 70 pounds of cocaine floating off the Florida Keys.
And we know about that, too. So he's another dumbass.
We did that story last year.
So he's another dumbass.
According to Homeland Security Special Agent David Castro, maritime drug traffickers often transport bulk shipments in bales, and the wrapping sometimes gets destroyed during transit, which causes bricks to be lost at sea and eventually recovered on the U.S. coastline. So there you go. If you don't want to go fishing for sperm whale vomit and sell that to perfume manufacturers, just walk the beaches of Florida.
You know, I've read articles before about this, that there's they find that on average of 3 to 4 times a week, drugs are found have washed up on the beaches of Florida. So, I mean, it's very common. This is not a very, this is a common thing. I mean, drugs are found all the time there. So, folks, listen up. Head to Florida. Start. I'm going to go on an expedition. You guys in? Am I going to look for some drugs?
No, not really.
Come on, we could retire.
Metal detector.
I'm already retired.
Well, we could retire from off the radio. You know, we could hire minions to do this for us. We could be sitting in the Cayman Islands, sipping, you know, whatever you want to.
We'd still do the show. You know, we'd still do the show.
Well, from our private jet.
We're in our 11th year, man. We are professionals.
Don't call the cops if you find drugs, folks. Come on.
Yeah, call your guys on the corner.
Everybody knows a shady person. Everybody, we all know shady people.
I know one, Marky Zuckerberg. Guy runs Facebook, Marky Mark. No, that's not nice to Wahlberg. Wahlberg, I like Wahlberg. We've accused Marky Zuckerberg of being a huge part of the fake Biden election win. And we know that Trump was way ahead on election night, and then they stopped counting. And in the morning, suddenly, Fraudenstein won. And a lot of people are just fed up with this bullshit. We talked about the Trump won signs that were hung in Yankee Stadium. And then at Fenway, the Red Sox game. And then there was one down here in Florida at the Miami Marlins game. Notice the Miami Marlins game because there's no fans there.
Were they ejected as well as the other two ballparks, or do you know?
I don't know what happened to them. I really don't.
Oh, because the other two ballparks, they were ejected and banned.
The Yankee Stadium one, they were banned for life. It's New York. It's New York, the home of the wackos. You can't say anything pro Trump there. But anyway, a lot of people are just fed up, and they're rightly scared that 2022 elections will somehow not throw these leftist fools out of office. I mean, right now, every poll says they're done. That's why they're trying to do as much crazy shit as they can. So action is being taken. And a lot of you know about what's going on in Arizona and Pennsylvania, and that stuff's ongoing, and nothing concrete still has come out, to be honest. But what about that huge Trump lead in Wisconsin? Well, there's no way to make this story funny, but we talked about Zuckerberg gave $400 million to left-wing groups to influence the election. Well, $250 million of it went to just one company, a company who had never received a donation over $1 million before, ever.
Do they have a bathroom?
I bet they have a Taj friggin' Mahal now. Zuckerberg gave him $250 million. That's a quarter of $1 billion frickin' dollars. But Wisconsin Voters Alliance is fed up, and they filed a complaint against the left-leaning group funded by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, who donated a whopping quarter of $1 billion to the group that claims, quote, elections place too many burdens on voters, unquote. Now, can you believe that in a democracy, anybody has the balls to even say that and they don't face ridicule because they know the left will agree with them? There's too many burdens on voters to vote. No, it's your duty. It's your right as a citizen, and it's your duty. But the group doesn't appear to be worried about all voters. It only appears they're taking a rather strategic approach to their funding. They make the incredible claim on their election website, but then they what they did was they hired buses to bring people in, but they only did it in Democratic strongholds. They didn't bring people in from red counties to vote for Trump, you know, in northern Michigan or Wisconsin. They just brought people in Detroit and Milwaukee. So,
if
you know, those people in those far out ones sometimes have to go 20 miles to a polling place. If you're in a city, what do you got to do? Walk a block? That's really inconvenient. I got to walk a block. No, what they do is they hand out the money to get people to vote. And in the case of Milwaukee and Detroit, all those ballots that appeared in the middle of the night that weren't even folded, so they didn't come in as absentee ballots. They were just filled out. They paid people to fill out these ballots. It's obvious. So they're getting sued for it.
But let me ask a question, because we had a relative over this weekend, and you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I love good conspiracy, and I'm all for the fact that, you know, this election was stolen and Trump should be our president. But, you know, as I'm talking to, you know, this family member, you know, Trump's going to be reinstated. He's going by August. He'll be back in office. And you just watch. And I have actually seen this, you know, I've seen this all over Facebook. And people, you know, there's so many people that are brainwashed that come August, you know, Trump is going to be back in office. And folks, the reality is, no matter what happens with all this bullshit, all these, you know, recounts and audits and this and that, Trump is not going back in office.
Nope.
In August, it's not happening. I'm a Trump fan. I want Trump in office too. But the reality is, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I think people on our side have gotten so upset over all the obvious shenanigans that went on, and the fact that the courts found an excuse for almost everything to not pursue it. Oh, you didn't file it in time, or you didn't ask the right question, or this or that, or the next thing.
But even if they filed it in time, even if they had asked the right questions, even if the fraud had been found out on day one and completely, solid evidence on day one, it's still, do you really think that the outcome of this election was ever going to be changed?
Not once it was certified in Congress.
Correct.
No.
So, folks, so it's over.
Get over it. But anyway, Biden, Wisconsin suing these people, the city of Green Bay, the city clerk, election officials, they used the monies to illegally induce urban voters to vote in the November election. They targeted only urban electors to the exclusion of suburban and rural electors. The city wants to employ bilingual vote navigators to help residents properly upload valid photo ID, complete their ballots, and comply with certification requirements. People are not supposed to help you complete your friggin' ballot. You know, they're not. I mean, it's one thing I get pissed off. I got a family situation. I'm not going to say who and who, but two of my whack job family members got a Republican family member, ex-family member, ballot, and they filled it out for her.
That's against the law.
Yes, it is. That's why I'm not saying who.
But.
Because I don't want my mom and sister going to jail, even though they deserve it.
But also.
Oops, it slipped out.
But don't you think what the Dominion software did wasn't against the law? Where if you went down, if you went and voted party line for every single office that was there except for one, then the Dominion software automatically assumed that you made a mistake and did change your vote back into party line to follow suit. Now, how is that not right? Or, you know, how is that right?
I don't know, but the city, it's one of the cities in Wisconsin, increased their poll worker salaries by 50% because of the Zuckerberg money. So if you get your salary increased by 50%, I guess you're going to be kind of amenable to be going along with whatever the hell they ask you to go along with, aren't you?
And that's the problem with a lot of these people that are in every office of our federal government, our local governments, right down to our school boards. They're not going to say no to the people who are putting money in their pockets. And that's why they have so much control, because it's money.
Well, like I said, there's no way to make this story funny, and I apologize.
Well, but there isn't. It's the reality.
It's sad, but it's going on, and, you know, these court cases will drag out, and we'll find, you know, like they found out now that what Trump said about Wuhan was right all along, although some of them still aren't even friggin' admitting it. But
remember John Stewart
who did the Daily Show?
Yeah, terrible, but yeah.
He's a left-wing guy. There's no doubt about it. He's a liberal. And he was on Colbert's show, and Colbert is an insane liberal, which I won't watch him. But I heard a clip of it tonight on Tucker. I was watching the hockey game and listening to Tucker in the background. And John Stewart said, Stephen Colbert, he said, well, what do they call the virus? It's the Wuhan virus. And what do they have in Wuhan? They have a coronavirus lab. How do you think it didn't come from there? And Colbert still didn't want to believe it. He goes, oh, since when do you start working for Senator Ron Johnson? You know, I mean, these people are just fucking nuts. And there's no getting along with them anymore. We just have to defeat them and keep them defeated.
Right. Well, I want to ask your opinion on something, because you're very enlightened in these things. And it's something that I don't understand. And it has to do with Dr. Fauci, and it has to do with Trump. And it goes back to a meme that got posted that I actually shared as well, you know, with the gleaming look of Trump at Dr. Fauci. And it said, you know, Trump knew he was lying. And I still want to know, and I still don't understand, if Trump knew that Fauci was lying, and which we know he was through the emails that were leaked, and Trump was for us and for the people, why didn't Trump get rid of Fauci? He did silence him. He silenced him, but he was
between a rock and a hard place coronavirus thing. You know, they come in and told him 2 million Americans could die.
He was just trying to do the best for the country.
He did the best he could, and you know, he didn't have Fauci's emails and stuff then too.
Well, but you don't think that being the leader of our country, that he was privy to the same intel that Fauci was, if not even better intel he had to have known. They pressed for the, you know, looking into the Wuhan leak and who stopped it. I don't even remember who stopped, but they stopped making, you know, they didn't want him to look into the fact that it leaked from Wuhan. They wanted to change the narrative. And
well, it's because he funded it.
Which he did.
Mm-hmm. And then he lied to Congress, said he didn't.
What's going to be interesting is what we find out is whether it was leaked on accident or on purpose. And I think that's going to be the turning point. If we are to find out that this was leaked on accident, I think it's going to be hell to pay with China. And, you know, China has said, you know, you guys need to stop meddling and stop, you know, trying to blame this on us, or we're going to retaliate. And I wonder if that's just, you know, all talk or, you know.
Well, we like to go back on things like that and try and get things straight. And we've got another example of it here, something you found. We've got a comeuppance for the climate change wackos. Biden's over there pandering in Europe and here at home, of course. And remember last year, Greta Van Thunberg, that little bratty Swedish chick.
Oh, she's just a straight-up bitch.
Was it the UN? No, she's too young to call that.
No, she's not. She's a straight-up brat. She's a straight-up bitch.
She's a nasty teenager. I'll put it that way.
She is nasty.
Whose parents have used her to get even wealthier. And she's a sad, sad, angry kid. but an Australian news dude answered her unsubstantiated UN rant. So we're going to give you a clip here. Now, this is about 2 minutes. It's pretty good. It's a little clip of the snide brat at the UN where they actually applauded this bullshit. And then the response, which you need to pay attention to, and then get that clip on YouTube before they take it down and play it for your teens. Here we go.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
To all the school kids going on strike for climate change, you're the first generation who've required air conditioning in every classroom. You want TV in every room, and your classes are all computerized. You spend all day and night on electronic devices. More than ever, you don't walk or ride bikes to school, but you arrive in caravans of private cars that choke suburban roads and worsen rush hour traffic. You're the biggest consumers of manufactured goods ever, and update perfectly good, expensive luxury items to stay trendy. Your entertainment comes from electric devices. Furthermore, the people driving your protests are the same people who insist on artificially inflating the population growth through immigration, which increases the need for energy, manufacturing, and transport. The more people we have, the more forest and bushland we clear, the more of the environment that's destroyed. How about this? Tell your teachers to switch off the aircon, walk or ride to school, switch off your devices and read a book, make a sandwich instead of buying manufactured fast food. No, none of this will happen because, the piece says, you're selfish, badly educated, virtue-signaling little turds inspired by the adults around you who crave a feeling of having a noble cause while they indulge themselves in Western luxury and unprecedented quality of life. Wake up, grow up, and shut up.
Yes.
There you go.
Turds.
I mean, you know, they'll just blow this guy off. But, I mean, that's you got to understand.
But he's right.
He's telling you the truth. They wouldn't know the truth if it hit him in the friggin' little face. Now, yeah, I update my electronic stuff for no reason other than Apple comes out with a new one. But, you know, I can.
But he's, you know, but
I'm not
right.
A teenager bugging mommy and daddy to keep me cool.
I've said this before on our show a couple of times. I mean, this generation, her generation, they have grown up with nothing but an algorithm. Their life has been controlled by an electronic algorithm and in computers and cell phones and social media. They don't and TV. They don't have a clue. And I have to tell you, you guys were only privy to listening to that. I actually was watching the video, and she is just a mean bitch. I mean, to watch her face and her expressions. I mean, she is a very...
Well, her parents are left-wing wackos, and they're multimillionaires. I saw a picture of their living room, and they've got like two chairs in there that the retail price on them is like $3,000-some each.
Oh, but you know,
I mean, I've got a fancy Lazy Boy recliner that pretty much does everything but go to the bathroom for you. And I spent a small fortune for that, but it was out of poker winnings. Yeah, so I can afford it. But it was like $1,500. They have two chairs that are worth over twice what mine is.
But I have a 12-year-old, okay?
Yeah.
How does a 15-year-old have that much hate?
Your parents taught it to her. That's the only reason. Your kids aren't like that because you don't teach them that kind of crazy crap. You know? But yeah, she's well on her way to being the B word. She just until she's 18, I'm not going to call her that. But now it seems it's illegal not to be a pandering Democratic simpleton. Big tech, social media, and the lame brain, lame stream media. Lefty politicians will shout you down, they'll change the subject, and they'll call you a liar despite the facts, just like the Greta Thunberg thing we just did. There's a two-tier justice system happening in this country, and instead of us explaining it, let's go to our hero, the talented international TV and film star, and the man who introduces our show, the one and only Nick Searcy. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. It's Nick Searcy. My non-essential walk in Los Angeles, not in Los Angeles because it sucks there, and I try not to go back there ever if I can get away with it. I'm sure I'll have to go back there at some point because, well, I have a lot of stuff there. But I'm enjoying my life here in a more sensible part of the country where people aren't acting like morons all day long, walking around with their masks on while they're walking their dog or playing tennis like they do in California. But you know, we are at a really, really dark time in our country right now. You have the Department of Justice yesterday arresting four people that I know personally who went to Washington on January 6th, just like I did. I don't know why the FBI has not arrested me. Maybe it's because I've got a big mouth. Maybe they just want to pick on these little people that don't have the platform. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to send a message to everybody in America, do not oppose us. Stop saying the election is stolen. Accept it. Take it. Shut your mouth. And if you don't, we'll ruin you. We'll charge you with ridiculous things like conspiracy because maybe you sent a message to somebody that said, yeah, I think I'm going to go to Washington on January 6th because I think the election is stolen. And so then you're a criminal because you said that. That's where we are, people. If you're cheering this on, if you're one of the Democrats cheering this on and saying insurrection this and the worst thing since 1812, you are trying to build a society just like the one in North Korea, just like the one in China, just like the one in Cuba. So just face it. That's what you're trying to build. And we're on to you. And you know what? We're not going to take it.
And we should have closed. We should be closing the show with Twisted Sister.
Because he's not going to take it. Yeah, I don't know. If, like I said, we couldn't do this thing with Putin because it was in Russian. But I just want to give you a recap of what happened because it basically ties in with what Searcy was saying. Putin did an interview with one of NBC News Flex yesterday. And they asked him about some Russian political guy who died or whatever. You know, he probably knocked him off. You know, who knows? More than likely he did. But Putin just fired back at him. You know, it's like you guys are talking about political things that are, you know, the politics jumping all over innocent people. He says, who ordered the assassination of Ashley Babbitt, the lady that was killed on January 6th? In the Capitol building, she was shot by an unknown person. They're still unknown. And then he went on to say, he said, look, you know, you've got 450 Americans who went inside the Capitol building. He said, they didn't go in there just to steal a laptop. They went in there because they had political complaints. They wanted their voices to be heard. I thought you were America. And these people are still sitting in jail. He says in Russia, he said, the people that went to jail that you're asking about, he said, they the first time they did something, we gave them, what do you call it? Probation. Gave them a warning, don't violate Russia's laws again. They violate them again. Well, then they went to prison. But you've had people sitting in prison with no charges who simply had political complaints. And the look on the guy from NBC's face was priceless. Absolutely priceless. He's just like, I just got totally bitch slapped on an interview that we have to air.
Yep.
So way to go, Vlad. you might be a mean bastard, but you know, at least you don't take any shit from our media either.
Oh, and he keeps it real. I mean, he don't sugarcoat nothing because he doesn't have to, because he's never going to be taken out of power. I mean, he doesn't.
Hell, he's richer than Trump.
Right. He doesn't have to sugarcoat nothing.
He stole most of it, but he's richer than Trump.
Well, it is what it is. Not that I admire him, but.
So we don't get cards and letters, though, Slim, because we don't like cards and letters, right?
Not one bit. Well, you know what?
Do you get cards and letters, Rick?
Wait, no.
You get all the cards and letters and, well, cards and letters.
I don't get cards and letters.
Nothing.
You know, fortunately for us, there's still regular criminals out there, because if we don't do stupid criminals, we get cards and letters. So we've got ones that no doubt will be out on.
We already had our stupid criminal, sort of. The guy that gave back the fucking cocaine. We gave back the cocaine.
But there's the criminals out there will no doubt be out on bond or given life sentences because criminal justice is either racist or homophobic or misogynistic or something. Like Nick was saying, hell, we even heard this week that too many neighborhood American flags and even apple pie are racist and scary. There's a woman on The View. I was going down this neighborhood and there was all these American flags. I felt threatened. I'm like, what the hell country do you live in, woman? You know, you're making $500,000 a year sitting there blabbing your stupid mouth off on a show that hardly anybody watches anymore. And somebody said apple pie is racist. It's a white pie. It's a white thing. Oh, come on.
You know, when I popped that story into there, because it came from, one of those left wing or, you know, sites, and I wasn't quite sure if it was, you know, going to hold up. I double checked my sources, and yeah, there are people out there calling for this ban on apple pie, and it just blows my fucking mind. Go ahead.
But at least we still have stupid criminals. We actually have two stupid criminals this week because this crime couldn't have happened otherwise. And of course, the stupid criminals are from where, Rick?
Let me guess. Florida.
Hell yeah. You live here. You know, we got a lot of them. We got a lot of them. This was June 8th, a week ago today, responding to a 9:10 a.m. tip. This is 9:10 in the morning. About a couple trysting in a Florida park. A patrolman discovered a man performing a sex act on his girlfriend within the children's crawling tunnel at Pocahontas Park in Vero Beach. You know those little tubes the kids crawl through?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was on his hands and knees.
Is he crawling through a tunnel also?
He was munching on a tunnel.
There you go.
When the cop arrived at the park Friday morning, he reported observing Sharon Finley, 42, laying on her back face up with her shorts pulled down around her ankles, with her legs spread apart and her vagina exposed. I love Smoking Gun. They don't leave out any details.
Oh, no, no, not at all.
No. Her companion, Jermaine Jackson, 44, was atop Finley with his face within her crotch area. Asked what they were doing, duh. Finley told the cop, "We were making out.
We're talking."
Jackson was a little more direct. "I was eating some pussy." Hey, at least he's honest.
Well, yeah, nothing to lie about. I mean, you're caught.
I mean, the cops saw you. I mean, why lie, right? That's why I missed that show, Live PD.
Live PD.
I loved watching them lie to the cops when it's so obvious. Anyway, I hope the hell they bring that back soon.
I do too.
Adjacent to the playground's crawling tunnel was a bottle of Gulf Crest vodka and two cans of Four Loko. Now, Four Loko is supposed to be pretty strong, right?
I don't know.
That's like the new paper bag drunk stuff. I think it's got caffeine in it and a lot of booze. Finley reportedly explained that we were both drinking the Four Loko and the vodka, and you only live once. I kind of like these guys. They were each arrested for possession of an open container and booked into the Indian River County Jail, where they remain behind bars on 500 bond. If they're behind bars on 500 bond, that means they couldn't come up with $50. They spent it all on Four Loko. Anyway, they did escape additional charges related to their crawling tunnel annex, since there was no further complaints of anybody who saw the above-mentioned incident. So they're going to be arraigned on July 6th. Like, I hope they're held. They're not in jail until July 6th. Over getting a little nook-nook. Now, they don't do it at a children's park.
Yeah, they're lucky. They're lucky they didn't get more charges.
Yeah, but they're stupid criminals. I mean, you know, you're going to have sex, go home.
Yeah, but, you know, there's people that...
9, 10 in the morning at a kid's park. Jesus, well, God.
9, 10 at night, but, you know, there's people that live in
there. That was in the morning.
I know, but there's fetishes there. There's people that they want to live that life where they try to have sex in, like, public places. I mean, this guy, this wasn't one of those. This guy was just, you know, an idiot, and just, you know, munching some box in a fucking kid's tunnel. But, you know,
well, at least it was his girlfriend. It wasn't some stranger he just picked up, you know.
True.
So we're glad we had stupid criminals.
Yes.
But this act probably would not have been illegal if it happened in CNN's parking lot. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah,
because of the willingness of CNN to humiliate itself continues unabated or masturbated. Yeah, I guess I should use masturbated because we are talking about Jeff Wackett Toobin, the legal analyst who was caught on a Zoom video with the New York Times, whoever it was. Or Washington Post, whoever the hell it was. He's on a Zoom call and he was watching porn on his computer. And he didn't think he was on the Zoom screen. He's sitting there beating his meat. He had like 5 or 6 colleagues watching him whack his noodle. So CNN figured, oh, okay, well, all he did was masturbate in public, watching porn instead of doing his job. So why don't we just hire him back?
I can't wait for Tucker to have fun with this one.
He already did.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. I missed it.
Yeah, it happened last Thursday.
I'll have to go look it up.
CNN welcomed back legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, who had been fired from the New Yorker. That's what it was. I knew it was a liberal rag. After he was caught whacking it on a Zoom call with his colleagues last October, he took a leave of absence from CNN after the incident. CNN's Allison Camerota started by saying, I feel like we should address what happened in the months since we've seen you, since some of our viewers may not know what has happened. So I guess I'll recap. I'll do the honors. And then she explained, okay, in October, you were on a Zoom call with your colleagues from New York Magazine, and everyone took a break for several minutes, during which time you were caught masturbating on camera. You're subsequently fired from that job after 27 years of working there. And so, since then, you've been on leave from CNN. Do I have all that right? He says, you got it all right, sad to say. And then he said, my actions were inexplicable. No, you're watching porn. You didn't think people could see me. Well, that was obvious.
Yeah, but you know,
Toobin was self-tubing.
Yes, he was.
He was whacking the tube.
Yeah, but you know, here's the scary part.
And he went on to try and get sympathy because he's been working in soup kitchens and stuff since then.
Well,
come on.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you this right now because the left teaches in their indoctrine in the schools that masturbation is okay. I mean, I've seen this. I mean, I've seen numerous parents that have complained when stuff has come home from their school districts about teaching their kids about masturbation. So what you're going to see happen now is you're going to see the left and the media on the left is all going to take an approach to start telling everybody that it's okay to masturbate to try to make it what he did be okay. So now the next thing we're all going to be doing is, you know, masturbating and on Zoom and on Skype and everything else because it'll be okay. I'm telling you. Yep. I've seen it. I've seen how these schools promote masturbation. It's scary. It's very scary. So I don't know.
Jeffrey in his tube. Whack it, Toobin.
All right, so
I can't believe they. I mean, CNN. They have to humiliate themselves like every day, and they act like they're still real news. They have been real news for the last 20 years.
Well, they've used that. They're hoping it's out of the news cycle long enough that it's not going to get brought up, and you know, and I hope.
And then what do? They bring it up as soon as they have them on the TV. If I was Allison Camerota, I would have quit before I would have read that thing over on the air. And they had to have a woman do it. I mean, you know, they call conservatives misogynists. No, I think that was misogynistic making her talk about him whacking his noodle.
All right, so before we close, we got any last minute? Rick, obviously you can't go to Disney. You're blacked out, so you got no good Disney stories for us.
Just blacked out till August, aren't you?
Yeah.
Our next time back is August 9th to Hollywood Studios.
Well, I'll make sure Zip puts the light.
He's got to have some wild iced tea parties or, some orgies or something.
Well,
got to make some news, Rick.
Well, since you're blacked out, we'll come up with a party to go comb the beaches for cocaine. So, you know, check, keep an eye on your text messages.
I still can go to Busch Gardens.
Oh, there you go.
Zoo. Well, I got a zoo pass. Zoo pass is pretty cool. Pay once and you go all year.
Busch Gardens. Is that where you have orgies?
You get it. Busch Gardens.
Is it that kind of, it's not that kind of bush.
Different bush.
Oh. All right. Well, we like them clean these days anyway.
How dare you?
How dare we? Anyway, Zone Out Radio, that's our app. If you don't have it, get it. You can listen to us on your phone.
Yep. iPhone or Android. Either
or
one.
Or you can listen to our podcast if you want to hear a repeat of this lovely show.
Or any of the last 250 episodes.
Yeah, there you go. Where can you get your podcast, Slim?
In the app or on our website.
You can get the podcast at every place you get podcasts.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Which one do we hate?
Spotify.
We hate Spotify. They're the only ones who dropped us.
Yeah, but wherever, everywhere else. So just, search off the
Pandora, iTunes, iHeart, Google Play, Twitter. No.
Twitch. Stitcher.
Well, Stitcher, that was they were on us early.
Oh yeah, we've been on them for a while.
Was that Callbox one too?
I don't know. Everywhere.
Cashbox.
Just if you want to see all the places you can actually subscribe, it's simple: podcast.offtalkradio.com, and there's a little thing there that shows you all the places we're at, and you can actually subscribe to whichever one you use as your app. Because everybody, some people use TuneIn, some people use iHeart, some people use Pandora. If they're all there, click yours, subscribe.
And if you're like my friend from the place that Rick works at, Eric, every once in a while he's got nothing better to do and he listens to us.
And if you're really, really, really bored and you're on Facebook, poke Zip.
Don't poke Zip.
I had to. I'm sorry.
At least Rick doesn't poke me. Thank God.
I can't poke it because you won't poke me back, so I'm screwed.
I don't poke guys back. That's just...
That's why I can't poke you again. So.
Sorry, if you're a woman who likes women, or you're a man who likes men, that's fine. Enjoy it. But I ain't poking you.
So once us men poke you once, that's it. We sit there unpoked for the rest of our lives.
What sucks is there's a couple of guys who poke me, and every once in a while I'm just running down the pokes, and I accidentally poke them back, and I'm like, oh crap,
they're gonna poke you again. Yeah.
But you can't get rid of it. You can't dismiss the poke on the computer. I got to go to my phone.
I can't even find it anymore. Facebook's so fucked up with its apps.
they're too busy paying people to create ballots.
Oh, they've made such a mess out of what could be such a simple app in life. But anyways.
So we talk about what all the problems in the inner cities and things are getting worse. That's obvious. And I want to close tonight with some hip hop and not just because. This is a DMX song from, I think, 2003. It's Only I Can Stop the Rain. It's basically about only I can make my life right. It's a good message. And, I kind of dig it. So here's DMX, something different.
Good night.
Good night.
Nighty.
Such a long, long train ride. Such a long, long ride back home.
What we know, so to me it ain't nothing but being true, but now I know only I can stop the rain. It doesn't have to be the way it is, you say it is, just because for the past 20 years every day it is. But now I know only I can stop. walk out my front door without worrying about coming in conflict with the law. Cause now I know only I can stop the rain. If I follow him, they'll follow me, and I'll speak life into the world that you can see. Cause now I know only I can stop the rain. We get away with everyday shit, but everyday shit catches up to you. When it does, you can't say shit. But now I know. You will, but I want you still. What makes us feel like we got to kill? When now I know only I can stop the rain. How many more lives must we lose? How many more times must we choose to trust these fools? Now I know only I can stop the rain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I gave it to you straight, don't mix it. Twist it up on some slick shit. Now I know. Talk to it anymore. I don't have to walk to it anymore. I'm out the door. Now I know only I can stop the rain. I want to find peace with the Lord. I don't want to find a peace with the sword. I can't afford to. Now I know only I can stop the rain. When every day of my life is a constant fight between wrong and right. Now I know. Keeping it loose when things got tight. Now I know only I can stop the rain. Only I can stop the rain. Only I can stop the pain. Yeah. Now I know only I can stop the rain. Only I can stop the rain. Stop the rain. Yeah. Only I can stop the rain.
The rain, because the rain falls on me.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
Only I can stop the rain.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.